Welcome to this episode of Cook Revivals Presents. Today, Prophet Tracy Cook speaks on the Eli generation and how the corruptness in the world is about to turn around for God's glory. Let's go now into this powerful message.
You don't got no troubles. All you need is faith in God.
For the next 20, 30 minutes to an hour or so, teaching you on the Eli generation. I'm here in America, Sackcloth Prophet. I'm going to be prophesying to you, Tracy Allen, continuing that God has a miracle with your name on it. And I'm going to be believing God for you. So I'm going to be talking about the Eli generation, what is to come in 2022, the dream I had 4 or 5 days ago about the President Biden and the walk into the Oval Office, all that. I'm elaborating and going to in depth. Also, to let you know what's going to take place in New York City, Los Angeles, California, the mid-states, between Texas and Houston and those areas, as well as the bottom part of Miami, Florida. God is calling me to stand on the watchtower as his prophet, American Side Clock Prophet. You heard the testimony perhaps from Sid Roth and other areas, whether it's TBN, a Daystar, or one of those networks, that we were prophesying to the world governments and leaders. And I'm here to prophesy that the mind of God is getting ready to come to the body of Christ, and that 2022 is going to be the face of the man coming to your own identity. So this is a strategic time prophetically. So I want to get this message out. I'm going to go over the Eli generation that has avoided or operated in a lack of discernment and just operating out of traditional religious habits. God is ready to break traditional and religious habits that has so seared the gospel over 2,000 years. Religion has been a rusty nail in the thorn of God's people. And we need to pull out that rusty religious nail, that thorn light out of our system and say, God, you know what? I'm believing you for miracles. There's nothing impossible. I want to come from 1 Samuel. And I want to begin in chapter 2, and we're going to talk about Samuel, the prophetic voice to the Eli generation during his time and the era of that prophetic ministry and office and calling compared to the office of the prophets today and the era of the 21st century apostolic prophetic church. I want to teach to you what God has burdened me with. I mean, this American sackcloth garment prophesy. Miracles are going to happen. People are going to get healed and delivered. It's going to take fall. We're going to be dealing with the Eli generation that has become awkwardly, cowardly, abhorring people into fear corners instead of letting them seek God. I believe that God has a miracle with your name on it. Do it again. God's going to do it again for his glory. Let's begin in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 18. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, even as a child wearing a line of ephod, something like similar, actually, with sackcloth. Moreover, his mother used to make him a little robe and bring it to him year by year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifices. And Eli would bless Elkanah, his wife. The Lord give you descendants from the woman for the loan that was lent to the Lord. She gave, oh, this is power. The Lord give you descendants from this woman for the loan that was lent to the Lord. She made a loan with the Lord. And God honored that loan. He honored that yearly sacrifice. And then they would go up to their own house and the Lord visit Hannah so that she conceived and bore 3 more sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Now, prophecy against Eli's household began in verse 22. Now, Eli was very old, and he heard everything his sons did to all the Israel and how they had laid with women assembled at the door of the tabernacle meeting. So he said unto them, why do you do such thing? For I heard of your evil dealings with all of the people. And he said, no, my son, for it's not a good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people transgress. And then God began to speak to Samuel, and the child Samuel grew in stature and favor with both the Lord and men. And God came to Samuel. So number one, let's deal with the Eli generation. Now, number one, Hannah petitioned before the Lord. She had to fight through that Peniah spirit, that envy and that jealous spirit. So number one, before you start walking to your place of deliverance and breakthrough, you're always going to have an opposition of jealousy that comes against your purpose and destiny. Do not be dismayed or afraid because jealousy breaks out against you. Number one, Hannah had to persevere through jealousy of Peninnah. Her husband Elkanah knew and understood how important it was for Hannah to have a child. She went to Eli the priest. Now Eli has Hophni and Phinehas, his own sons. And now Samuel, at this particular time in scripture and chapter, fast forward, we find that God's going to begin to speak to Samuel to correct the household of Eli. This Eli generation, and this is going to make sense prophetically because it's going to compare to the dream I had with President Biden in the Oval Office when I walked in there about 4 or 5 days ago in my dream. One of the things that God's getting ready to do is bring a disturbance in the weather like never before because he's conditioned the heart of the land for us to walk in the footprints and footsteps of the prophetic. We're in the Eli generation hour. About 4 or 5 days ago, I had a dream of President Biden. I walked into the Oval Office and looked at him. And I looked at him. I said, you have become an Eli to this generation. You're not dealing with the Hophni's and the Phinehas's neighboring people around you, neighboring countries that you're trying to compromise and cause America to go into a deeper hole and a deeper crisis. Then all of a sudden, he fell backwards. And I looked over the Oval Office desk, because I'm familiar with the Oval Office area. And I looked over it, and Eli, it's like Eli fell back. Joe Biden fell back, and he was no more. Then I saw the woman step. Now, this was between a period of 9 and 6 years. And I said, Lord, what's taking place? I'm in a prophetic window of 6 years. And the Lord said to me, I'm not done uncovering the plots of the enemy. Every plot, every hidden agenda, I'm going to uncover and I'm going to let it be known between now and the 6 years. Every plot of the enemy. I'm here to tell you as American sackcloth prophet that America is hinged on by prayer of intercessors crying out to God for this land, that it will be a land of the brave, home of the brave, and a land of the free again. We're standing in the time frame prophetically where God's bringing a shaking, but he's bringing revival into many parts of the world right now. And I feel satanic forces fighting so many of you. Even as I'm in this garment, I can feel the powers of darkness fighting so many of your bodies and your mind. But God's going to give you power and authority. Number one, in the middle of you coming to your breakthrough, there's going to be opposition of jealousy, just like it was with Hannah and Peninnah. You have to learn how to overcome the Peninnah spirit in order to break forth into your identity, your destiny. Jealousy will always come against you because it's as cruel as the grave, it's as wicked as any other spirit. But be encouraged because as God's prophet, you're going to break forth, you're going to break free, and you're going to find deliverance exactly where you need it very most. And listen, this is time for the prophets of God to cry out, and there has to be an understanding. Excuse me, have that be an understanding of where we are prophetically. So now Eli refused to deal with Hophni's and Phinehas, just like Joe Biden is afraid to deal with the corruption in the government. He's causing incorruption to take place, and even that in the Middle East and around the world. This president is cowardly, abhorring to fear, paralyzing. Listen, you haven't seen anything yet. I prophesied in 1996, water would become precious as gold. Gasoline would go up $4 a gallon. That was in 1996, over 200 major prophecy. And some of those prophecy had yet to be fulfilled that was prophesied in 1996. I saw into the year 2000, the Dow Jones reaching 10,000 before the year 2000, what have you. There's so many prophetic words God's given me. Let's talk about Eli compared to Joe Biden. There's so much comparison. Eli sat on his throne, had experience, but he liked discernment. Joe Biden has been the vice president for 8 years. Now, through fraudulent or whatever the case may be in this present administration against Trump, and we all know what took place and transpired January the 6th of last year, of this year. We know what took place, really. But as a praying prophetic people, we need to rise up to the occasion and seize the moment and take back our land, take back the territory that God's given us. So in my dream 4 or 5 days ago, I walked in over off and saw him like Eli, and I called him Eli in my dream. So the Lord let me know, even with all the experience that Biden has, he likes discernment and know how to handle the Oval Office. He's a man with shaky hands. He's a man with a nervous conscience, And then you have Harrison, the vice president, the year of the woman that I prophesied 3 years ago. Everything is comparison to this prophetic hour. Now, number one, we're talking about the Eli generation, because God's going to knock this Eli spirit off of his throne, and we're going to take our lands back, we're going to take our blessings back, we're going to the enemy's camp, and we're going to paralyze the powers of darkness, we're going to take divine healing, we're going to rebuke pain and sickness and diseases, because when we come together in agreement, there's power in agreement. I'm praying with you, you praying for me. I'm praying with you and praying for you. We need to seize this moment and this opportunity to understand what God desires for us to do. Witchcraft powers are being broken. Now, we're living in an Eli generation era. What do you mean, prophet of God? This is the hour that God's dealing with, the hour of the Elis. They have experience, but they lack discernment. Eli assumed that Hannah was drunken, intoxicated, but she was burdened by her own desire to have a male child to please God and remove the shame and reproach. She had to go through opposition, jealousy of Peniah, and now she had to go before her leader only to be mistaken as one of the daughter of Bela, a daughter of corruption. And she said, no, do not label me as a daughter of Bela, a daughter of corruption, but I'm a child of God. Then God grants her request. Then God raised up Samuel, and he's at the age, we're told, between 3 to 8 in the theology of this prophetic text. This young child by the name of Samuel been dedicated to God. He has a special garment, the sackcloth, on, just like I wear tonight. And God gives him a prophetic word for the household of Eli. Well, God's giving me a prophetic word for America. Joe Biden, you're coming down. The corruption is going to be exposed between 9 to 6 years. We're going to see America come back to God. We're going to see the revival flames of America hit the altars of our churches around the world. There's enough moral decay and moral corruption. There's more harlotry now behind the rosters of America. And God is ready to pull the garments and the skirts of American pulpits back, so you can see that God is ready for a real move of the Holy Ghost. This is a time for a real move of the Holy Ghost. True repentance. Turn our face towards the wall. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the only recipe that heals this land. You can parade around D.C. and thank God for that. You can parade around your community and thank God for that. But you are going to be more effective on your knees. That's the only recipe against the powers of error and the powers of darkness. Is my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And we cried out unto God, and we render our gifts and talents. We do the benevolence unto God. Why? Because we're living in the Eli generation of time. People have experiences, but they lack discernment. They cannot discern the times in which God's people need a breakthrough. People are uncertain whether they should take the vaccine. Many think it's the trick of the Antichrist. It's leading up to the trick of the Antichrist. But there's so much argument and theology over vaccine, COVID. Viruses have been here. Even though this was conjured up and I had the vision out of China. Let me tell you something. The same God that gave me that revelation about the virus coming to the globe is the same God speaking to me that he's going to shape this present administration. Year 2022 is going to be the face of the man. You're going to walk into your own identity. You're going to take back possessions and territory and areas where the enemy has caused things to slip through your hands. And by the midsummer of July of 2022, we're going to see a shaking in America again. Just like I said last year, everything that can be shaken for the first 4 months, you could go on there and Google it, Sid Roth. Everything I said can be shaken, have been shaken. And I'm telling you again, I saw it coming midsummer of next year. God's conditioned the heart of the church. We got to turn our face back to God. We got to turn down the plates. We're living in an Eli generation era where they had experience, but like discernment to see people healed, delivered, and set free. We need the move of God again. Church as we know it, the landscape of the church as we know it, ladies and gentlemen, is changing and has changed because of this virus. But be not afraid, Be not fearful, because I see God coming down with clouds of glory again, shaking the churches, shaking the four walls of the church. But you got to understand that God is dealing with the face of the man. He's circumcising our hearts. He's taking that mediocrity out of our lives. He's taking out that spirit of leprosy out of our lives. Just like he did with Moses in chapter 4. Moses put his hand to his cloak, reached it out, and it was leprosy. And God said, that's how the Eli generation is. They have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Now, Eli represents Joe Biden. Hophni's and Phinehas is our neighboring countries that's trying to take our peace and our freedom away from the United States. Keep your eyes on Russia and keep your eyes even on Germany. I'm telling you, I have dreams and revelation of Russia, Germany, France, London, the UK. Get ready. You're getting ready to see it. I even had a dream that the Queen of London had passed. And there was so much mourning that had taken place. But the Lord said, I got to lay her to rest because I'm going to bring someone into place that was not, you know, the next one in line is supposed to get it. But in my dream, it didn't go according to the traditional plan. So we're going to see how it falls out and pray and see how it unravels. But that was just my dream that God gave me to pray over London, all those neighboring France and Germany and what have you, the UK area. Also, I dreamed that Russia, that was a plot against one in high places, and even in so much began to take place. I'm hearing sirens go off in my spirit, my prophetic ears, sirens. I saw the Empire State Building, like somebody was setting an explosion bomb there, and I saw that building being tilted, and I was walking on the streets of New York, and I cried out, I said, Lord, the Statue of Liberty, I saw it leaning as well, and it was no longer able to hold the torch, and it leaning to the ocean. And I said, Lord, what is this? He said, America is on the verge of collapsing. America is on the verge of collapsing, but I'm going to bring revival and restore the covenant people. Tell them not to be afraid. As an American Cyclops prophet, I'm not here to speak prophesied doom. I'm here to let you know we have a time to turn our face to the wall and pray. But God's dealing with the Eli in the Oval Office and Hophni's and Phinehas. Even something with his son Hunter, I had in my dream that came out, and it has something to do with Russia, it has something to do with China. Nancy Pelosi, she stepped down. In the dream, it just so detailed. Let me tell you something. Something is about to shake America again, ladies and gentlemen. Opposition of jealousy always come towards you when you stand for the truth. Truth is your defense mechanism. Truth. Truth is what sets us free. Faith in God will give us an enabling power to believe him, even when our natural reason, natural sense, when it doesn't make logic sense. Faith says, trust me. Number one, Hannah had opposition, jealousy against her because of what she was about to birth. You are about to birth greatness, and the enemy knows and he's afraid of it. So you got to stand and do not let jealousy detour you away from God or away from the path that God has chosen you. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing of God right now. So Eli, now Samuel's been dedicated to the altars. His mother, Hannah, goes and makes a yearly sacrifice and comes to check on him. We're dealing with the Eli generation that has experience but lacks discernment to discern your pain, your agony, and your purpose and your destiny. And you, not everyone's qualified to speak into your life, so you got to understand that we got to know how to speak deliverance into people's lives. We got to know how to speak prophetically accuracy in people's lives. So here we are as prophetic voices in this 21st apostolic prophetic generation, but we're dealing with the Eli generation. Now, this is time like never before. Number one, opposition, jealousy will come against you when you birth in greatness. Number two, you got to speak the truth no matter what. Samuel heard the voice of the Lord and went to Eli, and Eli said, it's God speaking to you, answer him. So he answered, then Eli said, what did the Lord say to you? Now, be not afraid. When you speak the truth, be not afraid to speak the mind and the will and the purpose of God. God would always speak three things, his mind, his will, and his purpose. If you're going to operate in the prophetic gifts, he will always speak the mind, the will, and the purpose to that individual. Now, I'm in America's sackcloth garment, prophesying, revealing to you what's going to happen in 2022. Hannah pressed through the opposition, the jealousy. Now, she had to leave her son at the altar so he could be trained to be a prophetic voice to Israel, an example to you and I that God's word will not fall to the earth, but it will perform what he sends out to do. He said, it's not a man that shall lie, neither son of man shall repent. Now, you need to know that the prophetic words of your life is coming to pass. I see promotion coming to someone right now. I feel the miracle power of God. I can feel heat going through my body just wearing this garment. God is breaking the stronghold of fear over somebody right now. God is healing somebody's stomach. God is healing somebody's miracle. It's coming to your body right now in the name of Jesus. Who am I prophesying to right now? In 4 days, you're about to get a miracle. God's going to cancel the plans of the enemy right now. Camera Lee, get ready. Destiny delay is not destiny denied. I heard that over you right now. God's going to do it again. Number one, opposition of jealousy comes against you when you birth in greatness. Number two, you're going to be tested to speak the word of God. Eli will not deal with Hophanias and Phinehas. Like many times, this government does not deal with justice. And there's so much injustice that has taken place in this short administration. But I assure you, as God's prophet, the glory is about to reveal what is being hidden. There's going to be a lot in the Oval Office going to be exposed, and you're going to see that even in New York City. I'm telling you, I heard the sirens go off. We're going to get ready to see it in CNN, NBC, CBS. You're going to see this again. God is going to uncover the plots of the enemy. I see it. I see it in New York City. You know, judgment begins first and foremost in the house of the Lord. I feel that. Oh, I feel the power of God to someone right now that's going to get a miracle. I'm about to prophesy somebody into that deliverance. I'm about to prophesy somebody into that purpose. Eli refused to deal with Hophanias and Phinehas, even though he knew that surely he should be accountable. Now, when we have a president that's not accountable, let me tell you something. I saw this vice president like the spirit of Jezebel, and it was this big statue, and she had bees around her head, around her stomach, around her waist, and all the bees were little neighboring cities and neighbor communities, and the bees around her head were neighboring countries. And I saw the vice president here stepping into forefront, but her control, she manipulated the government. And I saw, my God, I saw things, I saw explosion in the lands. I saw Japan. I know that our allies are Japan right now, but I saw Japan come against America, just like it was in the days of 1941 with Pearl Harbor, Hiroshima. I seen it not too long ago, three times. I even documented this with Sid Roth. I'm telling you something. And I saw a shaking coming from Costa Rica. I saw the hands smacking the lands there in Costa Rica and tidal waves coming to the Philippines, the Costa Rica area. I'm telling you something. God's going to wake up. I hear the sirens going off in my spirit as God's prophet. You are a prophetic voice that's going to make a difference in somebody's life right now. God is touching you right now on the sound of my voice. Now, Eli represents the Biden administration. Hophanias and Phinehas is corruption, Nancy Pelosi and Harrison. But I'm here to tell you that God's going to unveil the curtain. He's going to bring explosion, and he's going to bring out of hiding. Everything's going to come to the light. Get ready for it. Between now and 6 years, you're going to remember this prophetic prediction. Also, 2022 is going to be the time of the face of the man. The church and America has been wearing the mask. And I'm not talking about just the mask because of COVID-19. Like Joseph, we have put on the mask and camouflage ourselves and cause ourselves to have a pseudo peace and a pseudo religion. But God, somebody say, but God, but it's a conjunction. Now stop right there. But it's a conjunction. I'm here to tell you right now, God's going to uncover the plots. Everything that God speaks to me as a prophet is come to pass, or is going to come to pass. Seven angels spoke to me. All five of the angels, every word has come to pass, except for the last two angels. And it was an unprecedented move, a miracle, signs and wonders. Then the second was he put out a golden vial of oil all over the altars of the church of the world, and revival broke out. But the church has been given to fear, abhorred into fear. God's breaking that spirit of fear tonight. I'm prophesying. Who am I prophesying? Your deliverance is in your praises right now. George, get ready for your miracle. I see it coming to pass. Even in 3 weeks, you're getting ready to call the office. You're going to testify of the miracles of God. We're talking about the Eli generation that refused to deal with Hophni's and Phinehas. Even when you know you have accountability of leadership to deal with corruption. Well, moral corruption has hemmed at the hinges of our gates, of our churches across America. And Eli represents Joe Biden, our president. Hophni's and Phinehas is the vice president and Nancy Pelosi. But I'm going to tell you something. As God's American so-called prophet, you're going to see Eli come down. He's going to denounce his throne. Between now and the 6 years, you're going to see a shaking there. You're going to see the woman come to the forefront. Listen. Then you're going to see a stepping away of Nancy Pelosi's. Miracles are getting ready to come to pass. That's a change in America. Hear me. That's a change in America. Water is going to become so valuable, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, this is time like never invest. Now, Hannah came every year and made a yearly sacrifice. Every year she brought her son a robe, made him a robe, and made a yearly sacrifice. So the next thing I want to talk about is our sacrifice. God always demands a sacrifice before he fulfills the promise. Before God gives you a promise, he demands a sacrifice. Now, the face of the man is 2022. You're going to discover your own identity. You're not going to walk in somebody's shadow. You're not going to be intimidated. You're not going to be afraid to have your business. You're not going to be afraid to launch out into the deep. You're not going to be, in other words, cowardly begging with the garment of heaviness and sorrow to identify you at life's lowest peak. You're going to rise to the occasion. This is a prophetic word of the Lord and a prophetic warning. But I hear also a revival. I also hear the sounds of God. So how do we move God and move the enemy? Well, you move God by making sacrifices. Abraham offered his son Isaac, and God gave him a ram in the thicket. Let me tell you something. God would always demand sacrifices before he fulfilled promise. So the next thing that Hannah did was make yearly sacrifices. Then she came and checked on her son Samuel. Samuel gets the prophetic word. He goes to Eli and said, "You have failed to be a leader to guide God's people into truth." Now, we all come short of the glory of God. We all fall and make mistakes. You're not a failure till you quit. You're not a failure because you make mistakes. You're a failure because you quit and throw up your hands and you surrender to the powers of error and the powers of darkness. We're talking about what's going to happen in 2022. God's going to uncover the mask. Let you walk into your own identity. You're not going to be intimidated. You're not going to be afraid. You're going to walk in purpose. Oh my God, I feel this right now. I feel the miracle. Go ahead and share this right now. I feel the miracles of Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel the power of heaven manifesting right now. Somebody's about to get a new home. Somebody's about to get keys to a new house. God's getting ready to give you a miracle breakthrough. Somebody's coming out of a Your address is a 3031. God's giving you a miracle right now. Somebody, right now, you watch me. You have a 1 and a 3 over your house. That's it. Just a 1 and 3. And somebody, you have a letter A over your door. God's giving you a miracle. Get ready. I feel a miracle breakthrough happening right now. Right now. Dr. Jesus is healing right now. He wants me to pray for miracles. Miracles are happening right now. I feel that we're talking about the Eli generation. God's dealing with the Elis in the Oval Office and the altars of the church, the pulpits of America, and he's causing us to go back to the altars, back to the Bible basin or the Bible backline, belt line. In other words, going back on our knees, crying unto God and saying, "Lord, I need you. I need you. My eyes were on man, but now my eyes is back on you." So 2022, God is dealing with the face of the man, Ezekiel chapter 1. Face of the man is coming to your own identity because there's been identity crisis in the body of Christ. There's been identity crisis in the body of Christ. We have failed to realize who we are. We need to get a revelation like Simon Peter that thou art Christ, the anointed one. So God told me to tell you tonight, he's giving you revelatory insight and you're going to know who he is. Jesus is going to walk in your room. When the glory of the Lord comes, man becomes invisible and Jesus becomes visible. How many is ready for Jesus to become visible in your life? Walk into your room. Are you ready? Are you ready for Jesus? This is a prophetic warning to America, to governments. I'm telling you, as God's American Cyclone prophet, God's going to deal with the heart of this land because he's seen the tears of his people. He's seen the heart of his people ready to see breakthroughs, and the devil's been picking on you long enough. Are you sick of the devil's mess? Are you tired of the devil's mess? Tell the devil he's a liar to get behind you because you are more than an overcomer. You are more than overcome. Right now, I feel miracles are happening right now. I speak against every powers of witchcraft. Witchcraft is going to be broken right now. I've seen even with North Korea, I saw the enemy just undermining, and that president just gone mad and crazy. But get ready. I'm telling you, three in high place and three different areas of government, there is a plot. And I'm so careful to say this, a plot of assassination and three leaders in high place in three different governments. And God has told me to pray for America, pray for America, that we turn our hearts to the altars and cry unto God and render our gifts and our talents and walk in absolute victory. I had in my dream 4 or 5 days ago, if you're just logging on, I walked in over office, and just like Eli, who fell back and broke his neck because Samuel rebuked him, he didn't want to correct Hophanias and Phinehas. Hophanias and Phinehas represents a vice president and Nancy Pelosi. And because of that, I seen God take this. I saw President Biden in my dream just fell back and he was gone. And then I saw Harrison become like a Jezebel. I'm telling you something. There's a plot against the freedom of religion and a freedom of choice for you and I as Christians in America. But woe be unto the adversary that tries to bring it against us. Woe be unto the enemy. We're going to stand flat-footed on the word of God. We're going to stand and be victorious. I'm in this American Cyclone garment letting you know that God is going to visit America from the West Coast, and he's preparing the East Coast for a move of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready for your state to be on fire for God? Are you ready to be used mightily by the Lord? I'm dealing with the Eli generation that has experience but lacks discernment. Eli represents Joe Biden. Hophanias and Phinehas represents the vice president and Nancy Pelosi, and I saw her stepping down. I saw Nancy Pelosi stepping forward, but she became like a Jezebel between 9 to 6 years. And I saw midway of next year, another major shaking coming. And I heard the sirens in my ear. I saw the Empire State Building, somebody to attempt to put a bomb there to take that building down, explosion, and call it a terrorist act. But it was from our own doing, like it was the timid phase of our day. See, conspiracy has no facts, but the word is not fiction. The word of God is facts. We need God back in America. We need God back in America. And how do we get God back in America? We got to cry it out. The only recipe for America deliverance is not in how many times we protest, and thank God for protesting our freedom of speech and what have you. I'm not knocking that. But what I'm saying is the greatest weapon you have is prayer. Crying unto God. Render your gifts and your talents to him. We need a move. I see fire coming in California. I see God dealing with the heart of North Carolina. I see where God touching the mid-states of Texas. I see major flooding in the mid-area. I see flooding like never before. I've seen a major storm hit New York City. This is going to take place between now and the 13 months. Remember these prophetic words. I see Japan coming against America. And I know their allies now. And you say, well, that's far-fetched of being prophetic. I'm telling you, I've documented it 3 times. I was taken to Germany. I was taken to France. I was taken to Poland. I was taken to London. I saw the Queen passing. I saw Joe Biden passing. I saw Harris coming forth. Nancy Pelosi stepping back. I've seen corruption in the government being exposed between 9 and 6 years. There is a move of God on the horizon. Be not afraid. Be not intimidated. God's going to bring financial breakthrough because Hannah made yearly sacrifices. God's going to bring Canada. I saw God bring a revival to Canada, and I saw God clean up Canada because Canada was overdue for a miracle revival. For Canada, get ready. You're going to see it. Even in Alaska, get ready for it. That's a move of God on the horizon. Get ready for it. Just like Joseph, no longer in Genesis chapter 50, he refrained himself because he no longer could have that mask. God has taken the mask off of the man. In 2022, it's the face of the man. No longer are you going to be able to wear a mask. I'm not talking about the mask for COVID-19, the virus. I'm talking about a bigger situation where you have identity crisis and you fail to realize who you are in the kingdom. I'm talking about kingdom authority, because this has been an Eli generation where the Eli's of today, the Oval Office and the churches in America and the world, they have a spirit, but they lack discernment to discern your pain, discern your agony and your breakthrough. And listen, how many of you going through something right now? You need God to get out. You need God to intervene. God is ready to give you a breakthrough. Somebody right now, your ear just came open. You were completely 100% deaf. God has healed somebody's ear right now. That's a miracle happening right now. Your eardrum was totally damaged. God is healing your ear right now. Go check your ear right now. Somebody's throat, that's cancer on your throat area. You're being healed right. The nodule, that's a knot on somebody's throat. You're being healed right now in your throat area. Samuel went to Eli and said, "This is the word of the Lord, because you refuse to bring proper alignment. God is going to remove you." And Samuel took on the hard task. Many times you got to take on the hard task standing for the truth. Whatever you're willing to walk away from, you can have your miracle ministry. Many times you just have to walk away. You got to get past people so you can get to God. Let me say that again. You got to get past people so you can get to God. Sometimes you just got to make up your mind and say, "Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to stand on your word. And whatever you want me to do," like Joseph, when he saw his brothers come back, the Bible says he no longer could refrain himself. So he took off the mask. And even though he had two sons, one son reminded him of the pain and agony of his past. God's ready to bring you out of your pain into your present, to your future. God's getting ready to do miracles. Jesus is coming to you and not away from you. When you see the glory of God, man becomes invisible and Jesus becomes visible. We're talking about the Eli generation that has experience but lacks discernment. This is the time as a prophet of God. I'm looking into your eyes and I can see miracles right now. I can see breakthroughs taking place right now. Somebody's kidneys are being healed. I feel it. Somebody's lower back, lower abdomen area around the L4 is being healed right now. Somebody, you have pain on the side of your face. You're getting a miracle right now. I feel miracles of Jesus happening right now. Do you need a miracle? Do you need a breakthrough? Then I want you to lift your hands right now and help me praise the Lord. Number one, Hannah had to go through opposition of jealousy. You're going to go through something to get your miracle. And when I'm not speaking negative when I say that, but let me tell you something. Don't let jealousy or any negative word or anyone or anything sidetrack you when God called you and put a purpose in your life. Number two, you're going to be tested beyond your human strength, but you got to speak the word of God. You got to tell the truth even when it's not popular. You got to stand, you got to tell the truth even when it does not seem like, "God, I can't do this. I have no strength to do it." You got to speak even when it's not popular. Samuel had to go to Eli and say, "Hophni and Phinehas, you have not properly judged the elders of this church." Now, he judged Israel for 40 years, but God said his eyes become dim. His ear become closed to the voice of the Lord. Do not let your eyes become dim and your ears closed to the voice of God. Do not do like Samson and shake yourself and allow the enemy to take your vision and then cut your covenant. We got to rise to the occasion, ladies and gentlemen. Miracles happening right now. I feel the miracles of God. We're talking about opposition of jealousy will come against you, just like Hannah had to persevere through Peninnah's jealousy. Then number two, Samuel, against all odds, had to speak the word of the Lord to Eli, who has at one time was his mentor, but now the word of the Lord come to him And Eli had discernment, had experience, but like discernment. So Samuel is standing against all odds and speak the word of the Lord. Eli falls back and break his neck because he would not judge Hophni and Phinehas, which is the present example prophetically of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Harrison. In my dream, Joe Biden fell back and he was no more. And I called him Eli when I walked into the Oval Office. And I saw corruption. Nancy backed down. She backed away. And Harrison came forth. And like between now and the 6 years, I saw a lot of stuff taking place in this prophetic timetable. 2022 is going to be year of the face of the man. Are you ready to walk into your own identity? Are you ready to walk into your purpose? Are you ready to see God move in your life like never before? It's time to stand and trust the word of the Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready to see God move? Well, Hannah made a yearly sacrifice and she took a robe to her son every year. Are you ready to make a sacrifice? When Hannah made that sacrifice, it unlocked the promise for Samuel to speak the word of God and govern Israel and bring the Eli generation back to his knees. And God is telling me as God's prophet, American Cyclone prophet, called me and charged me to speak this word to America, to those in high places. And I have spoken to presidents in the past. I've spoken to government and prime ministers in the past. Have you been following me? I've done that and I will continue doing that. That's part of my calling. How many is going to pray with me and pray for me and pray my strength that when I speak to those in high places that they have an ear to hear and follow the instructions of the prophets? There's no prophet that's ever given a prophetic word without instructions. You have to have instructions. That's the only way prophetic words will come to pass. Oh, I feel the miracles are right now. Right now. Are you ready for it? Hallelujah. We get ready to make our sacrifice. You say, well, prophet, what should I give? Well, I want you to take the next 2 minutes and make your love offer, make it a sacrifice. I don't know what the Lord may tell you to give, but everyone had to make a yearly sacrifice. In other words, she made an annual covenant. Right now, we're going to make a covenant between God, you and me as God's prophetic people. So right now, let the Lord deal with you. Somebody may be watching saying, the Lord's maybe dealing with you to give $1,000 seed. Somebody may be saying, the Lord's dealing with me to give $100 seed. You may be watching right now and God say, hey, you know what? I feel to give a $5,000 seed or a $10,000 seed or whatever the case may be. But I do know this. God's going to give miracles right now. Miracle money is happening right now. I've seen financial miracle take place. Just like the gentleman, there's a dear friend of mine. I prophesied that he will have a $1 million home. And he lives beside a major celebrity star that plays in the New York Yankees. If I told you the pictures, the person that was that, it'll blow your mind. See, God don't mind you having money, long money don't have you. He don't mind you having possessions, long possessions don't. Or, you know, so listen, whenever God demands a sacrifice, it's because he get ready to bless you with a promise that's going to overtake you. And when I talk about overtake you, it's going to be so mind-boggling. Your enemy is going to say, you know what? I can't believe God blessed me like this. I can't believe God poured out his blessings over me. Whatever your sacrifice is, Hannah made a yearly sacrifice to God and dedicated her son. Every single year, she made an annual covenant, made him a robe, went and sacrificed to the house of the Lord onto the altar. So right now, this is your seed. This is the sackcloth seed. I'm in a sackcloth and I'm making a seed sacrifice as well tonight because I don't believe in telling you to do something that I don't do. I'll never ask God's people to do something that I don't do because that'd be hypocritical. Now, move in obedience unto God. Move in obedience to God. The last and the final thing that I'm going to pray with you. Often in times, you're going to feel like you're alone. The last and the final thing I want to tell you. Samuel, though he was a young age and a young child, he was not alone. God sent his angel to that prophet. And God has sent his angel to me, just one of his prophets. I'm not the only prophet. I'm just one of the prophets standing with apostles and prophets around the world. But I'm here to decree and declare in this garment and sackcloth garment tonight that you're going to be atop. You're going over and not under. You're going to walk in divine purpose and blessing. Financial blessing is going to overtake you. You come into uncommon wealth. Uncommon favor. I prophesy it to you right now. Uncommon favor, uncommon wealth. Get ready, because I see in 30 days, everyone in the sound of my voice, I see God dealing with you in dreams and vision. I see God dealing with you in dreams and vision, giving you so many clarity and direction and insight. Right now, I rebuke sickness and diseases. I break the face of fear. We're taking that mask off right now. I speak prophetically to you right now. I command generation curses to be broken. I command the powers of darkness to be broken right now. I command sickness and diseases to be broken off of your children. And I command loved ones that are lost to be subpoenaed to the altar by the Holy Ghost. I release the Holy Ghost anointing on everyone who saw my voice right now. Now let me pray with you in this closing prayer. Father, we thank you for everyone who saw my voice that loves this ministry. Thank you for letting me be their prophet and their servant. Join hands with thousands of ministry around the world that you are talking God with a talking book. I pray for everyone right now that's watching me, Lord. There's no distance in prayer. They are purpose people. Right now, I bless them as your prophet, and every witchcraft that's been prayed against them, I curse that witchcraft to be broken and generation curse to be broken in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Cook Revivals Presents. If you would like to help support the ministry, please visit cookrevivals.org. Loyal partners, such as yourself, give life to this ministry. We just want to take some time to say how much we appreciate you. Your partnership makes this ministry possible, and we can't say thank you enough. God bless, until next time.